Hello, welcome back. It starts with your podcast with me, Mark Hopkins. And if you're new to this podcast, this is my weekly podcast where I just talk about recruitment, about business, and things which have been going on in my world this week, or past things, or stories that I've got that I recall in my life. I think is the right word, especially stories that fit really well with what I'm talking about that particular week. I don't know about you, it's a funny week. It's slowed down. I call this a weird week. This is the blip week. And the reason I call this the blip week is because what I find, especially I've been in this game for 18 years, the month of November can be busy or it can be really dead, depending upon the type of economy we have at the time. Now, I've seen a variety of different economies. I've seen economies where November and December are probably one of the business busiest months of the year. At the moment, in the last 3 or 4 years, especially just before COVID, just after COVID, 2019, I would say, to now, November's had this weird time where about now, as I'm looking at my calendars, the 10th of November, but when you listen to this, it's a couple of days from now, candidates slow down their applications because they fear that if they start the process now, that they may not get a January start, because that's what they want. They want a January start. New me, new year, new job. And that's fine. That's fine if we verbalize it at the beginning, then we will be able to get through it. A lot of companies have Christmas bonuses that candidates want to kind of achieve first. And if that happens, then they don't start the process until January sometimes. So it's a funny 3 months. It's that November, December, January, where some points of December could get very busy. But the problem then, if candidate market's busy, the client market might not be. Christmas parties, Christmas situations, depending on the size of the company. Some companies slow down. Some companies shut down over Christmas for 2 weeks. So they shut down everything for the whole of December. The recruitment process, various other things. They shut down for maintenance. There's a load of other things. So there's two very different candidate and client battles going on over November, December and January. And it's a funny year. It's a funny time of year. You can't plan it. I mean, I used to laugh and joke with my wife and say, I'm going to take the whole of December off. And then the next December, I'm busier than I am in March or May that year when the budgets are settled. So it's a funny, real funny quarter, the last Q4. It's unpredictable. As I look at my whiteboard of figures, this is the first quarter of the year where I've gone into it with no one starting just yet and a load of interviews still in the air. Like, things have been ongoing for a while and really, really kind of working out what's going to land this side of Christmas and what's going to land the other side of Christmas. So it's a very, very funny quarter. I don't know if you feel it. I feel it every year. Like I say, you can't predict it. You can't predict it. You can predict summer to a point, by the way. You can predict Q3 to a point. You can predict Q2 almost to the number. And you can predict Q1 depending upon what happened over Christmas. And that's kind of how Q1 changes. But this is the catalyst month, I find, or the catalyst quarter. And you don't know what's going on until it's done. That's strange. I know I'm sounding very cryptic and strange, because that's what it is. It's cryptic and strange. Very cryptic and strange. So this week, the main kind of part of my conversation I want to start with you is going to be about, are you ready for this? Quantity, quality, quandary. Which is a strange one. And I'm going to be right back with this in a second. But it's always been like that, though. I've been in this game for 18 years. And it's always been like that. The low-hanging fruit for a 360-degree recruiter has been the thing that all managers force you to go do. Not, build relationships, which in turn build repeat business, which in turn, in my humble opinion, build strong businesses. Which is you know, logic, I think. A lot of people forget that recruitment is a survival game, not a game in which you can win. Everyone can take part, but the people that survive the longest may be the winners. I don't know, but you can't win in recruitment. I've seen so many agencies come and go, doing extremely well and die on their ass. And that's the thing about recruitment. Recruitment's about people as well. Working in or working for a recruitment agency, the people are the essence, not the agency. To create a recruitment agency brand like your Hayes, your Reeds, your Michael Pages is years of hard work, but lots of people churning through it to create that brand. So yeah, it's a difficult one for companies and candidates to realize that. But for us, for agencies that are trying to raise the bar, they're trying to do good, they're trying to do better, and are trying to create a service that companies can rely upon and don't have to, you know, when they're paying your bills, they're not paying it through gritted teeth. And when I look at Reddit or I look at LinkedIn and all the, you know, the down talking on recruiters, I want to one day in the future see people say more so, because you're never going to get rid of all the negativity, but more so, I'm glad recruitment agencies are around because I wouldn't have found my dream job, or I'm glad I got a recruitment agency working with me, otherwise I wouldn't be able to build my team. And I'm hoping that's what my clients say about me, because the conversations I'm having, the repeat business I get, that's what's going on, basically. So yeah, if you can, quality first, always quality first. And if you can't, ask why you can't find the quality. And that might lead to you finding better training, it might lead you to finding a better job, or it might lead you to finding a better manager. I don't know what it is. It could be one of them. It's mostly the fact that you're probably not finding good people. It's because you don't understand the role. And you need to be more consultative in the methodology that you use. But that's just me. Go and find your reasons. It's not just the only reason. There are other reasons out there. And thank you for listening. I've tried to do this podcast in one go. Apologies, it's in stages. I have the weirdest of coughs. And there's a lot of crap going around the moment. So thank you for listening. And I hope you can tune in next week, and hopefully the numbers keep moving in the direction they keep moving, which is really, really good. That means a lot of people listening to this, and I'm really pleased. So thank you for listening. Take it easy. Have a great weekend, or great week, because this comes out on a Monday. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye. But it's always been like that, though. God, I've been in this game for 18 years. And it's always been like that. That the low-hanging fruit for a 360-degree recruiter has been the thing that all managers force you to go and do, and not build relationships, which in turn build repeat business, which in turn, in my humble opinion, build strong businesses. Which is, you know, logic, I think. A lot of people forget that recruitment is a survival game, not a game in which you can win. Everyone can take part, but the people that survive the longest may be the winners. I don't know, but you can't win in recruitment. I've seen so many agencies come and go, doing extremely well and die on their ass. And that's the thing about recruitment. Recruitment's about people as well. Working for a recruitment agency, the people are the essence, not the agency. To create a recruitment agency brand like your Hayes, your Reeds, your Michael Pages is years of hard work, but lots of people churning through it to create that brand. So yeah, it's a difficult one for companies and candidates to realize that. But for us, for agencies that are trying to raise the bar, they're trying to do good, they're trying to do better, and are trying to create a service that companies can rely upon and don't have to, you know, when they're paying your bills, they're not paying it through gritted teeth. And when I look at Reddit or I look at LinkedIn and all the, you know, the down talking on recruiters. I want it one day in the future. See, people say more so, because you're never going to get rid of all the negativity, but more so, I'm glad recruitment agencies are around because I wouldn't have found my dream job, or I'm glad I got a recruitment agency working with me. Otherwise, I wouldn't be able to build my team. And I'm hoping that's what my clients say about me, because the conversations I'm having, the repeat business I get, that's what they, what's going on, basically. So yeah, if you can, quality first. Always quality first. And if you can't, ask why you can't find the quality. And that might lead to you finding better training. It might lead you to finding a better job. Or it might lead you to finding a better manager. I don't know what it is. It could be one of them. It's mostly the fact that you're probably not finding good people. It's because you don't understand the role. And you need to be more consultative in the methodology that you use. But that's just me. Go and find your reasons. It's not just the only reason. There are other reasons out there. And thank you for listening. I've tried to do this podcast in one go. Apologies, it's in stages. I have the weirdest of coughs. And there's a lot of crap going around the world. So thank you for listening. And I hope you can tune in next week. And hopefully the numbers keep moving in the direction they keep moving, which is really, really good. And there's a lot of people listening to this, and I'm really pleased. So thank you for listening. Take it easy. Have a great weekend, or great week, because this comes out on Monday. Speak to you soon. Bye-bye.